Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, located in Alston, Massachusetts at 43 Holton Street. And as I've been saying, usually at this time, I welcome you to our broadcast, and I invite you to Mass with us on Sundays. But as you know, we are not doing Mass on Sundays. So we're asking people to make up for it. One of the things we're calling people to do is the rosary in its place. I had to stop adoration because the Cardinal has called for churches basically to be closed. Adoration is allowed if you have someone at a post to make sure there's no more than 10 people. That's impractical, but we are taking other steps right now. Very unique and historic time, and you know, some people, and I got to admit, I kind of am in this category as well, have some trepidation over this whole issue with the virus and the effects it's having on the economy for right now, and the effects it's having here on people's concerns. Now, obviously, precautions are necessary because you don't want to have someone who's a loved one receive the virus by accident. Obviously, nothing is done on purpose, and receives the virus and becomes severely sick or even dies because of the virus. And that's the reason why we're doing all these precautions. But it's still, it's a disturbing time in a sense, because none of us are used to that, and we also believe in routine. But it's also a time to recognize that our world is bigger than we are, and that's one of the first understandings that we have. So at times, things happen in our world that A, are beyond our control, and B, will turn our whole world upside down. But that's the reason why we believe in God, because we believe in God who is part and creator of the world. He's not actually part of the world, but he is the creator of the world, and the world he created is bigger than us. And so Jesus' teachings are all about, this is how you maneuver in this world that is bigger than you. It really can be all based in that. If we understand that the basic understanding, this is the principle on which faith is based, is the universe is bigger than our ability to perceive it. And if you want to sum up everything Jesus teaches, we know that he teaches us how to live by summing up in the words of do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Okay, so we know that. Love one another as I have loved you. Love God, one love neighbor. All those things can be summed up, as Jesus says, in the words of do unto others as you would have others do unto you. But the other part of what he teaches is maybe the why we should listen to him. The first part, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, is what we should do. And the part I'm describing now is why we should listen to Jesus tell us what we should do. And the answer is because our universe is bigger than our ability to perceive it. It's really that simple. Can be summed up that simply. So why do we listen to Jesus? He explains to us to live what he's calling us to do because our universe is bigger than our ability to perceive it. And occasionally, we need this reminder. The other part of that is he is giving us teachings and he is giving us instructions. And in those teachings and in those instructions, he is showing us how to live, that if we follow that path, we will live peacefully in the universe that is bigger than our ability to understand it, and for all eternity, because we were created to live in all eternity. But if we reject that and we live the way we want to understand it and we want to believe it, then we are naturally going to go off the path. Why? Because every choice we make will be an uneducated choice. an unwise choice. I won't say every choice. Most of the choices we make will be unwise choices. Eventually, we may make good choices, but that will be out of randomness. Yes, we make a good choice here, but you did it almost by accident. Kind of like that old saying, which I love, is that always remember that a broken watch is right twice a day. So we keep that in mind, that really the whole point of what we understand and what we believe is based in the simple understanding that Jesus teaches us what to do. And the reason why he's teaching us what to do is because our ability to perceive the universe around us is limited compared to how big it actually is. One of the explanations I always give, and I may have done this in an earlier show, I can't remember. One of the explanations I always give, actually it's based on a question I ask. And the question I ask is, are there angels in this room? So there you are, whether you're driving, whether you're sitting in a room someplace, whether you're listening to the radio, whether you're jogging and you're listening on earbuds or headphones or whatever the case may be. The question I'm going to ask you is simply this. Are there angels where you are? Now, the answer to that question is extremely important, because what the answers to that question will indicate are how you understand the world around you. If you by default say, no, of course not, I don't see angels, therefore they don't exist, then what you're telling me is that all that exists is all that can be seen. And if you can't see it, either with the naked eye or aided by one device or another, or if you can't understand, it will eventually be seen by some device we can invent, then you are saying that basically the only things that exist are those that are perceivable by a human being. That's really what you're saying. So, for example, we could say 30 years ago, people said there were such things as black holes. And I understand NASA, through some kind of device, finally found an ability to see a black hole. But that still comes down to the same principle. It's really based on we can only see that which is made of matter and energy, or actually really matter is the best way to put it, that which is made of matter. And if it's not made of matter, we can't see it. You do understand that you and I can only see reflected light. It's very hard for us to see direct light because it hurts our eyes. And if something does not reflect light, it's invisible to us. So we can only see those things that reflect light. That's a reality. Jesus tells us that God is spirit, and whenever we're talking about the gospel, we're also bringing into the spirit reality, which is my question about angels. See, if we go back to that question and say, well, yes, I do believe that there are angels where I am, then you're automatically saying, even if you're saying it only because someone taught you that, that your ability to perceive the universe around you is limited, and the universe is actually bigger than your ability to perceive it. It's very scientific. And that's where it begins. So the question is all that exists just simply that which is made of matter? All that exists is that which is made of matter? Or is there something else that may exist that's made of something else, which is what Jesus taught, which is spirit? And so once we understand that, then we have to understand this very simple reality. The world is bigger than our ability to perceive it. That's where faith begins. It begins literally right there. And that's why we listen to Jesus. That's why we do what he says. Now, we're going through a very bizarre time, in a sense, right now, where a whole world has been tipped upside down because we thought we had the world under control. And then suddenly this comes along and turns it completely upside down. And now we're going, well, now what do we do? And now how do we live? And now how do we act? And how do we behave during this time when we do not have the ability to live our life as we normally did? And these are times to reflect on how much we understand our world and how much we come to realize that our understanding is limited compared to the actual reality around us. So we see that reality. And so that gives us a whole different focus. We talked earlier this week, the past 2 days, about the raising of Lazarus. If you go back to that story and all the stories in the Bible, you're going to notice something powerful. And what you're going to notice is that Jesus is trying to teach the apostles and all the disciples and everyone who was his friend, as Martha, Mary, and Lazarus were, to think differently. Understand that, to think differently. In other words, Jesus would have been there explaining to people, as you understand the world, don't consider that the final word on the way the world exists. It's bigger than that. And so he's calling people to see things differently, to understand things differently. Notice in the prologue of John, which is this very powerful reading in the first chapter of John. It begins the Gospel of John. So I'm going to encourage you to go read that. And notice what the prologue of John says. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to ask you to go find it. And you can even put it on the internet. Please type into the search engine, prologue of John. It doesn't say how to act. It says we have come to a whole new understanding of who we are. Those aren't the words it uses, but that's what they're ultimately saying. And the writer is explaining, which we understand, obviously, the Apostle John from his community, is actually telling us, we understand a whole new way of the world, a whole new way of understanding. We come to terms with a whole new way of understanding the world. That understanding includes what is known as eternal life. And we have now come to see it in a whole different way. Powerful stuff. So reflect on that today during this time. In the meantime, you can find us at stanthonyhomilies.com and Saint Anthony, Saint S-A-I-N-T, AnthonyAlston.org. And we'll be back tomorrow with the second of our series of prayer, or on prayer, from Sister Helena Burns of the Daughters of St. Paul. Tune us in tomorrow, 3 o'clock, on WROL 950 and 100.3.